Hello.
Hi, my name is Trey Mia, and I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And yes. I was returning a call back to this number. May I speak with the person who requested that call? Yes.
That is me, Latasha Marshall.
How can I help you, Ms. Marshall?
I'm calling because I need to know the last job you guys showed that I worked. I received the income, but it doesn't tell me what job.
Okay, so what is it? What's the letter say?
The income. I think it said I earned $1,120 or $1,180. I'm just. It doesn't show the last job that I worked. That's what I'm trying to find out. That you got the income for.
That you So you've been saying that you've been approved for unemployment?
No. It shows my earnings from 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out what job you guys show for that earnings because I'm trying to make sure my earnings are correct.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now, mm-hmm. It won't show me that on my end. It may show it to you on your portal. But
I went to the portal. It doesn't show any job.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so what you have to do is contact our inquiry department because we won't be able to show that on this end. And also by it being just a claims only line, I know for a fact we won't even show us all through that.
But that's crazy. If I file a claim, I have to know what job. And I don't want to go through filing a claim and doing all that. It doesn't tell y'all the last job that y'all show I worked.
Yeah, if you tell us that, like, I mean, I can go in. It won't show me, like, oh, well, this is the last job that you work. I understand I am a third party call center. So once I ask you for your information, I'll input it. I have to ask you the last job, the way you work, and I'll type it up or click search or whatnot, then it pop up, and I'll select that job.
Okay, quality in.
Okay, so are you trying to file a claim?
I need to file a claim, but I also need to know if my earnings are correct because it doesn't look correct.
Oh, see, I can file a claim, but I have no way about going to see if the earnings or whatnot is correct.
Okay, well, who can tell me what was the last job? Because I need to know what job I'm putting down. I don't know what job you guys, because the income don't look correct, so I can't say that that's the job. That's the problem I'm having.
Okay. Let me see. May I have your social?
It's 418-15-8375.
Okay. Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth?
Latasha Marshall, 11273.
Okay, quick question. So you said you want to file a claim, but you need to know what job we have.
It's the last job, because the amount doesn't look correct. So I'm trying to see if I need to go back to this employee, see if it's like what I need to do because it doesn't look correct. That's why I asked you what job. So it's like $1,180.
Okay, by you saying you need to file a claim, it would never show me all that information. What it will show me is a list of your job, your job summary, but it won't tell me your last employer.
Okay.
I have to ask you, what's your last employer? And
it's
then I just go by it.
Does it show that?
No, it won't show me any of that. See, all I see now,
okay,
like, is your name. And I have no way of going about on searching. I only can file a claim. And once we file a claim, we ask you several questions, and then we say who's your separating employer, which is the job you're filing unemployment for, and we only click on that job. It's never going to show us your wages or whatnot. It never shows us that.
But I mean, I get that, but you said it'll show you a list. That's why I was asking.
Yes, I understand. So it's in order for me to get that part, I have to go through the whole process of filing your claim. So I have to ask you all the questions until I'm able to get to that step. But when I say it shows the list about, like, all the, say all the places that you work, it may have some, it may not have all of them on there. So, for instance, if you worked at Dollar General 2-3 years ago, it may show on there. If you worked at McDonald's and a call center or whatnot, it may show a list of all of those, but I can't just click one of them. We only go about what you tell us.
Who can tell me without me having to go through the process of filing? Someone should be able to tell me what last job is showing up.
It will show on your portal.
It's not showing. Okay, what do I go to? What's the website?
It's www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, and then what do I click on?
Your claim is that. Let me follow with you. Hold on.
Because it's definitely telling you. It's not pulling up.
See, now, you know, they may have combined it. Okay, like, you know, when you're filing for unemployment and they go to all the jobs that you work, because you said your earnings, they say total earnings, that could be probably with two jobs. You said it's not matching up. But you know, when you file for unemployment, they go by off of what you tell them. Do you remember what you told the person you did when you were filing for unemployment?
I have not filed yet. I need to file. Okay, let me start. Okay, I signed up for disability at one point.
Okay.
When I go to my disability earnings and all of that, it shows me that I have income for 2021, but the income does not look right.
Oh, okay. So see, we wouldn't be able to tell that. I thought you were saying as if, like, say you're filing a claim and they asked for your wages or whatnot, and you got those wages sent to you.
No, all of my earnings is listed under the Social Security, but that last earning doesn't look correct. So who do I contact to find out what job that income is matched
to? The employer you work for, it doesn't show you any names on there. It just have wages. I know it should have something.
It just have earnings. It have 2021, what I earned, 2000. You know how Social Security lists all the income, but not the job name.
Okay, one moment. Let me see. Yeah, see, I will only just being realistic with, as I say, working for a third party cause and doing this, the claims only line. We only could go so far with having getting general information. Only thing I could tell you is to call our inquiry department, but they won't even be able to tell you that because it has nothing to do with unemployment, with your earnings. But you're saying you had this.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I go through file the unemployment and they show me a job, can I come off of it at that point? I just need to know the name. It's just taking me through so much just to find the name.
I mean, I could file a claim, but
okay,
as I
listen
said,
to this.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The prepaid card.
Okay. May I have your address?
It's 2361 Promenade, Promenade, Boulevard, Apartment 16, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
All right. The address is 2361 Promenade Boulevard, Apartment 16, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for a DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
When is the last day that you work?
That would be, I think it was like December 18th, December 28th, somewhere in there. I'm not sure the exact date.
Now, with you having a week difference, that's going to be hard for me to proceed. Now, I don't want you to get penalized for anything or whatnot, but that last day that you work is very important, and your start date is important. You will need to know those dates. You have a check stub or anything you can look at, or are you able to call your employer while I wait on the line to see?
I don't. I'm pretty sure it's like the 18th. I don't think it's okay. Good. It's probably the 18th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
I'm sorry about that. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer? Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 15, 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
16.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
You don't work through a union hiring hall, do you?
No.
Okay. What was your job description?
Front desk associate.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. I have four lists of your employment summary.
Okay.
There's Lowe's Home Centers, Pilot Travel Centers, Costco Wholesale, Walmart Associates. And who's your last employer?
The last employer was Quality Inn. That's where I saw. So it's not even listed. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I file with that employer if it's not
listed? Just add employer.
You just add employer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that's what I needed to know.
Good. Talking about with filing for unemployment. Yeah, I just put your name.
Okay, I don't want you to put on that. I just need to know if it was on here. So that's not the income I'm searching for.
So you don't need to file your unemployment?
No. So does it tell you what the, it doesn't tell you what the 11 something was for?
No, see, it won't show us your wages and all of that.
Oh, my God, that is crazy.
Yeah, it won't show. It just will show your employment summary, like who you have worked for.
Let's see, Lowe's was right before that. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Informed Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.